The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless. The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Tuesday morning, the 11th of August 2020, and we are very happy to be with you this morning till 10 o'clock. You can text us on 51551 and email ryan@rte.ie. It's Augember is the only way to describe what's happening outside, in fairness, in Dublin, Ireland. But with any luck, you have the sun where you are, so enjoy it while you can. And hopefully it gets better as the week goes on. And how are we all doing today, broadly speaking? Yesterday was kind of mask day, the inaugural, and it seemed to have been greeted by and large with great accommodation by everybody. Credit all around. The masks are really irritating, aren't they? I mean, they're annoying on your, they're hard to wear. They kind of make your nose itchy and the glasses steam up, all of this sort of thing. I get it. But we're not frontline workers in, you know, wearing PPE gear in a hospital. And, you know, so credit where it's due. We can wear a mask to buy some messages in the shop for 20 minutes and keep going. So let's keep it going. Although, about a week ago or so, I went down to get the Dart into town, and I stood at the Dart station and I was waiting patiently, and the Dart pulled up and I looked in. I said, look at all those people wearing masks. Oh, I've totally forgot my mask. And so I didn't get on. No, I didn't get on the Dart. And got back, went to a local shop, got the masks and came the hell back in again, and got the Dart eventually. I wasn't missed, and the mask was on. This keeps happening. I was talking to a guy in a shop today. He said that one of the most common things he sees now is people walking to the threshold of the shop and almost bouncing back like Pavlov's dog, whichever one of them. Bouncing back saying, oh, gotta go, not going to go in. But brilliant. So rather than arguing with some poor head in the shop and saying, this is great, my civil liberties are going to go, actually, no, I don't want to kill people, so I think I'll just go home and get it. It's pretty reasonable, isn't it? So that seems to be working out. All I see another one by somebody who describes themselves as Boring Jessica tweeted to say, or somebody else, it's a retweet. I don't know who's responsible for anything anymore, but it's out there. Comment saying, got myself a 99 today, walked out of the shop and tried to lick it, only to smear it all over my mask because I forgot I was wearing it. Oh, damn. So we're just trying to get our heads around it. Some places will give you a free mask, obviously, and say, look, there's one here, to, as we try to negotiate our way around these strange waters. But other places say, well, it's not our responsibility. Go home and get your mask. You forgot. Dog at my mask is the new excuse this week. But we'll get there together. I mentioned this GP, Matthew O'Toole. He's at Dr. Zero Crack. I quite like that handle. I met a few of those. Remember to wear your face covering correctly, he writes. Wash your hands before putting it on. Adjust it and ensure it covers the nose and chin and fits snugly, because we're missing that bit of the memo, most of us. Don't touch the front thereafter. Gosh, well, I definitely am making a bags of that. Wash your hands. Take it off and put it into a bag. Wash your hands again. This is what my 21-year-old would describe as a hack. It is a hack, but it's life-saving hackery. So let's keep going. And we just have to do it. Carl Henry of Operation Transformation and other things, he tweets at Carl Henry PT. He said, here's this week's healthy to-do list. 1, wear a mask and don't be the idiot that doesn't. 2, find a company in Kildare or Offaly or Laois that is closed due to the lockdown and buy something on their website as a random act of kindness. 3, wash your hands. Now let's look at number 2 for a moment. What a great suggestion. Go online, actively find somewhere in Kildare and Offaly and Laois that is a business that have their head in their hands today and are saying, come on, can we do something? So not only are we trying to shop local, but within the island, if we reach across our county borders and try and keep the business alive even more so because they're in an internal lockdown. What a great suggestion and a kind thing to do. So that's from Carl Henry. I mean, it's interesting, just I mentioned to Carl this morning, that when the schools come back, let's hope in September. And as an aside, the creche owner on with Sarah McInerney yesterday was a masterclass on how to own a problem. She came on and said, yeah, tried my heart out, doing my best. I get it. Now, some factories around the place might take note and say, this is how you deal with a situation. She was brilliant and a lesson to us all. And if the schools don't come back, if children are more contagious than we realise and so forth, that's another issue. But if they do, is PE, is physical education, possible in schools? Because I know in a lot of schools, the school halls are now being repurposed for classrooms. And also you've got the idea, I presume, of sweat and exhalations and so on for certain age groups. That'll be an issue, and changing rooms and so on. So that could be a serious issue. And if that's the case, what do we do for the physical education of a child? And does not the physical health of a child equate in some many ways to the mental health of the child and getting exercise and so forth? It's just something I'm wondering about, and are the departments of health or education on top of that? And my second question is, can you play music in schools now come September? Or is there an issue there with the exhalations, breathing and so on? So these are just two questions that somebody smarter than I am might be able to help me out with, and text 51551, let me know what the crack is in that regard. A GP called Amy Morgan also sent out a tweet saying, there appears to be some confusion out there as to what to do if you think you need a COVID test. Let's keep it simple. If you feel in any way unwell, ring your GP and go home and self-isolate immediately. We'll figure the rest out for you. That's pretty simple. And I think this is the key as we head towards September. Simplicity. I mean, those two GPs that I've just quoted there are talking in simple language. Where am I? I said it yesterday, don't leave home without a mask today. It's as simple as that. Physical Education Association of Ireland recently issued press release with these questions that I'm asking about repurposing of PE halls and so forth, which is interesting. I didn't know that. And if that's the case, we shall. They're also wondering, what I'm wondering is what happens next. I mean, if you can't do PE in class, should you, department, say, of education or health, turn to somebody like Carl Henry and say, right, we need you to give us a program for YouTube or what have you, and classes, you can Zoom the class then for PE. So the kids are doing star jumps or whatever they're doing for half an hour, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, I don't know. But they do it from home. It's very possible. All you need is a space in your kitchen and you can Zoom your PE class. It's very possible and very surmountable problem. Simplicity is the key to the messaging, and hopefully we can get that through. In fact, there's Simon Harris, a former Minister for Health, tweeting last night, just back from a supermarket where I met a very upset staff member who had politely reminded the shopper of the need to wear a face mask, a message which was not well received. Our supermarket staff, he says, have been doing Trojan work throughout the pandemic. Don't be a jerk. Wear the mask. Simple message. Don't be a jerk. Wear the mask. I can see a poster with that on. I was fact that the other poster I was thinking about for the autumn, winter, for people who are in a position to do so, be that finance-wise or time-wise, is to keep holidaying in Ireland if you can. If you're in a position, I'm just saying, no, not everyone can. I know not everyone has the luxury. But if you can, and you know, I would say for Fáilte, Ireland, treat yourself is the message, but keep going. Take a weekend away. Think about it, because a lot of places are booked out for the summer. But, you know, come October, November, there's nothing like Ireland. If it's teeming rain, there's a fire somewhere and a nice bowl of chowder or a toasted ham and cheese sandwich and a creamy pint. Treat yourself and keep the dream alive for businesses around the country. That's what we're looking for. I mentioned the toy show yesterday. And none other than, as I point, I sent out some Instagram stories from it, as did the team around it, as did our friend Jim Sheridan from the Late Late Show House Band, and his friend and our mutual friend now, as we could possibly call him, Russell Crowe, saw it, retweeted Jim's tweet, and then added his own one, which reads, "Doesn't matter where you're from. If you have a kind soul and an open heart, You'll appreciate how wonderful this tradition from Ireland is. The hashtag Late Late Toy Show, looking for toy testers. So if you're going to have somebody on your side to get the message out there, Russell Crowe very decently sent that. And if you saw the piece that, if you haven't seen it, and the piece that Jim Sheridan put together of Russell Crowe and Jeff Layton singing face side by side, but of course from different parts of the world, the piece from Les Mis, it is amazing. It is spine-tinglingly amazing. And I've watched it many, many times. So fair play to Jim. And thank you to Mr. Crow for his generosity. He's a good egg. He did a great interview. I heard it over the holidays with Ray Darcy, and it was very entertaining. Russell was in great form, and it was a lovely piece of radio. So I enjoyed that immensely. Now, you might have seen, speaking of the toy show, I just saw a boy. You might have seen him on the news in Jenny O'Sullivan's report, and it's reported again in RTE.ie this morning about this kid called Rian Summers. I mean, I was just knocked out by him. Honey production, it says, is undergoing a major revival across the country as communities do their bit to help save the threatened honeybee. Among the very grateful beekeepers is the country's youngest beekeeper called Rian Summers, who's busily harvesting this year's crop at home in Rathcormac in County Cork. Rian loves hurling, but bees have bewitched the five-year-old. So this five-year-old is into this, and he comes from a long line of beekeepers on both sides of his family. I just love this idea. Yeah, at his home, he tends to two hives, a colony of over 60,000 honeybees, and a queen bee named Sophia. Now, born with spina bifida and a wheelchair user, he loves the buzz of tending to his own bees, which he discovered during the past few months under COVID-19 restrictions while helping his dad out with his hives. He especially likes using the smoker, which he says keeps the bees quiet. Smart boy. The smoker is filled with, listen to this, the smoker is filled with discarded shavings from ash used to make hurleys locally, and when lit, the smoke is puffed into the hive. I mean, this is the most eco-friendly hive I've ever heard of. The bees, says young Rian, think there is a fire and they eat all the honey and they have a big full tummy and they go to sleep and they don't sting much. And that is a great story, and I would love to I would hope that even that report last night sounds to me like a perfect audition for a toy show. A five-year-old beekeeper on the toy show? He's made for this show. Also, the most COVID-friendly gear he's wearing, no one's going to catch anything from a beekeeper. That's pretty impressive. Anyway, well done to Rian, and I loved your story. I think slightly nervous times for Leaving Cert students, as if it wasn't bad enough. Looking at Scotland, you probably heard about this, but independent.ie saying that fresh concerns have emerged about Leaving Cert calculated grades as Scotland's First Minister apologised after accepting that her government did not get it right over a parallel results system it introduced this year because of COVID-19. The Labour education spokesperson in this country, Eoin Riordan, is seeking guarantees from the Education Minister, Norma Foley, that students from disadvantaged areas will not be unfairly treated. This is so important. He said students must be assessed on merit and not by postcode. The Scottish Government has promised a quick fix after students from poorer areas suffered a disproportionate level of marking down when their teachers' estimated grades were put through a national standardisation process. And the calculated grade system introduced by the Education Department to replace the Leaving Cert this year is broadly similar to the Scottish model. So all eyes on that. Here's hoping our people have it right and that fairness wins out for all. Good news for fans of Fair City, because they have confirmed it will be returning to our screens in September. The woman in charge, Brigitte Corsi, said, "When it came to having the cast back, we asked everyone how they felt, and if anybody had concerns about their health for whatever reason, then there'd be no problem with that. But so far, everybody that we have looked for has said yes." In an interview in the RT Guide, she said, "Come September, we'll be back showing 3 episodes a week, but plan to film 4 until we've built up a bit of a backlog. If anything does happen down the line, we'll certainly have episodes there so that we don't come off air." What an eminently sensible approach, and great to get that wonderful programme back on our screens and get people working again and busy again. So good on them. It's what we need now anyway. Some texts in, 51551. "What are you talking about, Ogember? On holidays in Ackle, you're basking in sunshine." Don't rub my nose in your sunshine as I tiptoed through the puddles on my way to work this morning. But if you have it there, enjoy it there. Andrea says, "I'm a primary teacher. We can do PE and music outside. It rains here, but not all day, every day. Teachers need to get out." Oof, I admire your optimism, meteorologically, to be honest with you. I think we may need plan B. Nolan Waterford, an absolute no-no is to chew gum while wearing a mask. You'll find you're constantly fixing the mask back into position, which of course is defeating the purpose. Thank you for that. Today I should be in Tipperary, says Terry in Clane. I should be in Tipperary with my family, marking my brother Timmy's second anniversary. We should be leaving our hotel in Wexford to go there and to his friends in Clare, but we're locked down in Kildare. Believe me, it's harder the second time round. Never thought of it like that, as the second time round, let alone the tribulations that you're facing into today. So we're thinking about you. Think about all our friends in the three counties this week, next week, and perhaps beyond, because there are everyone has a story to tell and everyone has a difficulty to surmount, let's face it. And if we can do it together, it would be kind of nicer and kinder. Jared Heaney's in Cork. He says, carrying more stuff due to COVID-19, so I've taken to carrying a man bag. You have. In this case, an ACU camouflage bag with my faux camouflage mask in there. Stops me forgetting the mask too. Okay. I like that you've admitted to carrying your man bag. Nothing wrong with that. A quick one. One of the most bonkers guests I ever interviewed, and he was like Krakatoa with a beard, was Brian Blessed, the actor, who you'll know from Gordon's Live fame, from Flash Gordon. And he did I think he did Desert Island Discs on Sunday, and he said, among other things, that the Queen Elizabeth II, told him that Flash Gordon is her favourite film. Now, Brian Blessed, having met him, tells stories. And he's larger than life. If you ever saw, he was on Tubridy Tonight. I think he was one of my favourite guests. The language, like, talk about, he taught me words I didn't know. He teaches the British naval fleet words, cursing like sailors. I mean, this guy, he's right out there. So I think we might have to go to a salt mine somewhere in Russia, take a little pinch of it and add that to the story, and we'll see how it goes from there. Because, but maybe it's true. Maybe there's got to be a little kernel of truth in the embellishment. Who knows? But I prefer, there's nothing like a good embellished story, right? But that's Brian Blessed's take. The Queen of England's favourite film is Flash Gordon, which actually is, I think it's 40 years old or something, and it's getting a bit of a revival. I'm not sure if I could suffer through it, but it is. Timothy Dalton's in it, isn't he? And Max von Sydow and other creatures. But we'll see. We may talk about that further. But in the meantime, at 9:20 today, we'll go about that. Now, Shane McKenna. Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Ren. How are you doing?
You well.
Not too bad.
What news from Rome? What have you got for me?
I was just talking about the guidance for schools in relation to the music and singing and performing in the classroom.
Yes.
This year. So I'm part of Dabble Do Music, and we're working with schools all across the country, primary schools, up and down over 500 schools. So we've been kind of going through all the guidance and coming up with nice, fun and practical ways to make sure that music keeps happening this year.
So are you? Do the primary schools then, is it live, is it Zoom, or do they use a YouTube
Not all. We've been in schools for years doing online content, so it's all online, interactive resources, and all of our listening content and performing and composing is all there for teachers through an online platform that we've set up.
Okay.
So that's been happening for a while. So I suppose when the schools shut down, we were ready with a lot of parents' content as well. So we added loads of free parents' content to keep the parents and children happy over the lockdown. So but now that they're getting back, we're trying to figure out nice, fun, creative solutions to some of the issues that might be having with getting music, keeping it going.
So if you can't play the instrument in the classroom, you can watch. You're Dabble Do Music and on the screen in the classroom, wherever it might be, and then go home and practice away.
If needed.
Okay,
yeah.
So
maybe
that's good.
With a couple of things like singing and instruments in the classroom, so sharing instruments might not be a good idea for this year, but even creative things like using body percussion or using their own items at the desk, so using pencils to play with lunch boxes and using pencil cases as shakers. So there's loads of nice creative solutions for making their own instruments in the classroom,
instead of brilliant.
Passing them around and the singing as well. So the singing, they're not really supposed to be singing in the classroom. They're supposed to find a well-ventilated hall or maybe sing outside. But there's a number of steps we're advising the teachers to do this year, so that you can first listen to the song. That's something they can do without the singing. They can hum, so humming's all right because you're not opening your mouth and expelling the aerosols. But then saying the words rhythmically. So we're doing loads more stuff this year with speaking the words rhythmically to learn songs. And then, then the advice is that maybe for the last 5 or 10 minutes, go outside or into the hall to sing it out loud.
It's sage advice, Shane. I've got to have to wrap it up there, but thank you for that. It's all about the reimagination, and it's a cruel virus that belittles the child's experience of PE or music. But with the likes of you guys and Dabble Do Music and other smart, optimistic, clever people around the country, again, we'll get through it. Thanks for your time this morning.